Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Sherlock Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Lou Half and Heather Steele in person.
Woohoo!
We are back very socially distanced in the office, which is so nice. I remember last time we came back and did the first podcast after a long lockdown. It felt great. It was really fun.
So here's hoping. Yeah,
it's so nice seeing. I feel like I've seen you more this time around. But Heather, I haven't seen you in real life.
I know. Yeah, when I saw I was on with you, Lou, I was like, nice one. I've spoken to you for ages. So yeah, no.
Have you not done a podcast together for a while?
No, no. Ages.
Really
ages.
Long time.
Okay, well, now's your chance to catch up. We should just say, Heather, you are wearing the best outfit today.
Do you think? I wasn't sure, basically.
Love it.
I had a bit of a...
Yeah, love
No,
it.
You look so nice.
Oh, thank you.
For listeners, Heather's wearing a floral... Maxi? Midi?
Nothing is... It's midi, it's but long. On me, it's quite long.
Yes, story of my life. Long dress in a kind of navy floral print, but then she's wearing a very on-trend floral gilet over the top, which has got kind of ties, so you can kind of tie it into bows at the front.
And it's kind of clashing print, but then really goes as well at
That's
the same time.
Me and my partner over the weekend were like, ooh, double prints, yes or no, but this one we were like,
definitely.
It almost doesn't go enough that it
I
we
think
felt
we need
it
to
went.
Make way for a Heather fashion reel,
yeah,
like weekend outfits, like there's definitely a demand for that, Heather.
Yeah, actually, we really should. Okay, you can go next.
Oh. Thanks,
this is what
guys.
Happens when you're just so stylish. Seriously, where is the gilet from?
So I know you guys have been, but Our Daily Edit, which is a really good shop in Brighton, yes. Which is where I live, as everybody knows. I just love that shop because whoever it is, Bertie, I think, who chooses all the brands, like I feel like that's often where I hear about brands before I've, apart from Sherlock's, of course, before I hear about them, like Meadows and Woodward. This is a Bronze Age, which I hadn't heard of personally. Yet. But yeah, everything in there I want to buy.
It's so good when you find a brand like that and you really like the buy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of totally your eye, so you kind of use them as like your buffer of like, okay, which brand should I be looking at?
Exactly.
Kind of, it's your style, so yeah. It's always good.
You bought a bra there?
I did. Oh yeah. My god, the comfiest bra I own. The Nude Label.
Yes.
I think that's it. Yeah. And if you're flat chested and you're just after a really comfortable t-shirt bra, then I really, really recommend.
I have seen those in there, but I think it might not work for me. That's but they do look very comfy.
Georgie bought a Ghani headband there as well. Got very lucky there. It's got the lovely
really
edit.
Really good. Really nice people. And yeah, they've often got a sale on. So yeah, it's hard not to buy something in there.
Anyway, how was everyone's weekend? Weekend two in freedom.
Oh, heaven. It was sunny pretty much all weekend, which obviously makes a huge difference. I had this really weird thing last weekend where I was like, what did we do when we weren't in lockdown? I kind of forgot like how you filled your weekend and what we were meant to do. Anyway, so we went shopping and it was wonderful. We went to like Burlington Arcade and around New Bond Street and it was really, really, really lovely and went out for dinner.
You also got lucky.
Yes, I made a very special purchase. So I have been lusting after the Chanel slingbacks for as long as I can remember. So much so that I kind of put on an outfit, especially around this time of year, and I just think, my outfit just would look so much better if I had these shoes. So I've been saving for a really long time because they are bloody expensive, but I finally took the plunge and bought them on Saturday.
Oh, how exciting.
Although I had a real like Cinderella time because they're handmade. The size just is quite different every time. So the first time I tried them on, the leather had been bent where someone else had tried it on. There's like a little indent, which I know will happen, but I want to be the first.
If you've been waiting this long,
exactly.
Right.
And then another pair, the soles are really dirty, and then another one, they were too big. Anyway, Cinderella finally fit the shoe on a Saturday morning. I had a box fresh pair, so no one else had tried them on, which
Perfect.
Was even more special.
And what colorway did you go for?
I went for the really classic, the nude with the black toe, the absolute classic. Ooh. So I quite love that there's like more of a grandma shoe,
yeah,
and they're like really classic, will be in my wardrobe forever. And I can't wait to wear them.
Are you going to save the first wear for something special?
I don't know, like to like really save things for best, because I feel like if I do that, we'll probably be in another lockdown before I get able to wear them. So I'm definitely going to take care of them, but I'm going to try and wear them when I want to feel nice. So maybe tomorrow they'll get their first outing.
Was it on a show day so everyone can see them?
Exactly. Exactly. Nice. Heather, how was your weekend?
Also went and looked in a few shops, didn't really buy anything, but you know, had a wander, which was just nice to be able to do that.
It's nice browsing as
well. Exactly.
It's nice to be able to do something, you know. Browsing is doing something,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, that was really nice. The only thing I'd say though is that, because normally like we might do a bit of shopping and then pop into a pub, and you can't do that at the moment because, as we've said on last week's podcast, everywhere's booked or full. So it did feel, we kind of got back on Friday evening and were just like, oh well, we just bought some beer from a nice shop around the corner and had it in our living room. But it did also kind of take the fun out of it. The spontaneity is killed.
I also had forgotten how exhausting it is. Like, we had done that and we'd been shopping for like 3 or 4 hours and we're so tired. All we wanted to do was just go and sit down, like have a coffee or have a glass of wine somewhere and just like refresh. But we couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's what I missed.
To sort of lag and lose enthusiasm.
I even found last summer, even when places were open indoors, places are accepting walk-ins a lot less because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So therefore, I found the spontaneity thing really difficult. You couldn't just pop out for lunch and wander around and go somewhere. Yeah. So yeah, it's quite difficult. Although having said that, I do feel now, I guess because they've had a long time to prepare, so many more places have outside areas.
Exactly.
Places that never would have had
even
them before.
Even around the corner from the office.
Oh my God, how glorious.
Dining.
Yeah. Our high street here in Wandsworth Town is looking absolutely heavenly. Yeah, they have done that kind of part pedestrianisation of it. It's lovely. Yeah, really nice.
What about you, Charlotte? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was mostly eating. I finally got a haircut. I went to the lovely Pete Burkle, who did our GHD hair podcast.
Pete.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to our GHD hair special with Pete, do listen because it's fascinating. But anyway, we had a good catch up. I was there for an hour and a half having my hair cut. It's quite a long time. I know you can't tell today. I haven't washed it since, which is why it looks like this today.
And it looked great.
It looked amazing on the day. And
I'm so jealous. Everyone's like already had their haircuts, and mine isn't till tomorrow evening. So
we're getting new headshots tomorrow morning. So I can't help but feel you've timed that terribly.
I've timed it so badly. I even tried to say please, I've got a shoot. Can you just leave me in?
Did not work. I emailed Lotus Spa, which is the beauty salon that we all go to across the road earlier. I actually texted Vicky, who I go to normally this morning, saying, hello, I know you're not working today, but do you think anyone's around to just spray my face and my neck this evening? She was like, no, go away. no, they're not. Go away. So yeah, I guess I'll be doing a home fake tan job in advance of the headshots tonight. Anyway, and then yeah, some really good meals over the weekend. In particular, we went to La Petite Maison, which is actually now called LPM, on Sunday. I mean, I last went about 7 years ago. We've historically avoided it because it's quite flash. Having said that, they have an outside area and they had availability, so we just thought, screw it, and we booked it. And I really cannot recommend it highly enough. The menu is so delicious. Like, we had some of the best fresh produce and delicious veggie platters, and we just kind of picked at all the hors d'oeuvres, and it was just so kind of quiet and calm and sunny and civilized and significantly less expensive than I remember it being as well. I think you can kind of, if you booze and eat a lot, then it can rack up, but if you just want a kind of civilized lunch in London, kind of off the beaten track, I really, really recommend it. And it wasn't flash at all. It was very civilized and chilled. So
nice.
Yeah, that was, we really felt like we were on holiday. It was lovely. So yeah, that's that. We thought we'd do something a bit different on today's podcast and crowdsource a few questions. I've got some blank faces. Well, I think you sort of knew about this.
So
Hannah definitely didn't
worried.
Know about this. So we put a question box out on Instagram a little earlier to see what you guys wanted to hear us talk about. I think we'll probably quick fire these. One thing that came up was the Oscars. Regular listeners will know we record the podcast on a Monday morning. So the Oscars were last night. So quickly, Heather, you obviously wrote our quick roundup this morning.
I did, very quickly.
What are the news? I'm desperate now to see Judas and the Black Messiah.
Definitely. Yeah, I've been saying this loads. It's really hard to like get really excited about awards season this year because we haven't actually been able to see a lot of the big contenders. But I feel like, yeah, Nomadland's coming out this Friday on Disney Plus. So I will definitely be watching that this weekend. Yeah.
I was going to say, what has come out? So we've obviously talked about Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, which came out last week. Mm-hmm. They're all on streaming services. That's the thing. Not all of them, but like Judas and the Black Messiah is as well.
Where's that?
I think that's on Sky Cinema.
Okay.
I don't quote me on that. But yeah, it's on one of the big streaming services, but only came out a couple of weeks ago. You can watch Ma Rainey's Black Bottom on Netflix, which is excellent. Manx on Netflix, which I really enjoyed. Quite slow going, so it might not be for everybody. Mm-hmm. It deservedly won like best cinematography last night because it was excellent.
I've watched this for a while. I think I need to.
It's really good. Yeah, it's not like a high drama sort of Saturday night kind of thing. But yeah, I really enjoyed it when it came out in December. Soul, did you guys see that?
Yes, I watched Soul. Yeah,
we're going to watch that this weekend actually.
Yeah,
so
we were going to.
It's,
we did.
You'd love it. Really, it's really good. Yeah, so that won best soundtrack and best animated feature. So there are some out there, but I think normally, you know, you'll have seen like the Big Seven, speaking of which, the Trial of the Chicago Seven, that's on Netflix. So we were quite lucky, I suppose, that a lot of the films that ended up, you know, being nominated were on Netflix.
Borat as well.
Borat, yeah, didn't do very well last night. It won Golden Globes and like things like that,
and
but
also,
just
like, it was nominated
bombed.
Stuff. I mean, have you seen the film? Like,
no, I didn't really fancy it.
No, you're not missing much.
And do you think deserved winners?
Well, having not seen Nomadland, I can't say.
Minari, is that out here?
That is out, but again, I think that might be on BFI Player. So it's, basically cinemas haven't been open. No. So none of these, unfortunately, have had the big fanfare.
When are cinemas opening?
I think it should be
May 17th. It is May 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
If everything goes according to plan.
Is that something, I mean, I didn't go at any point that it was open last year, so no. I haven't been since pre-pandemic. Have you
I'd wanted to see Ammonite for ages, and it was meant to come out early last year, but then didn't. But there was like some advanced screenings last October, so that was the one thing I went to go see. But again, you kind of were slightly spaced out and had to wear masks and everything. Yeah. But I think you wouldn't necessarily want to go watch a three-hour film. No. In the, I don't know. I'm used to wearing a mask quite a lot now. I don't find it that annoying anymore.
I was going
to
say the last thing I saw at the cinema was Emma, but actually that's not true. I forgot we did go and see Elf in the Selfridges cinema at Christmas because we had loads of time off and pretty much everything was cancelled apart from, you know, slowly something was whittled away pretty much every day of December, wasn't it? So I think we got in there like just before cinemas were shut.
Exactly.
So that was something to do.
But there's lots of outdoor cinemas and drive-in stuff happening this summer. And a lot of them, I think, are going to be showing these films that didn't get there. It's like fanfare release. So hopefully, I think support your cinemas. And if you can bear wearing a mask for a couple of hours, I'd go. Because so many independent ones have closed down. It's really sad.
We did a roundup on site of all of those outdoor ones. So definitely check that out for I mean, what is definitely a kind of fun way to spend a summer evening.
Exactly.
But you're right, those small, any independent cinemas, God, they need the love, don't they?
Exactly.
Right now.
As Frances McDormand said during the ceremony.
She did. We've got to talk about some of the dresses as well, very quickly. Because although there were only about seven people there, they all wore absolutely incredible dresses.
Yeah,
they
all looked amazing and like really what you want to see at the Oscars.
Totally.
Like proper event dresses, which is just so refreshing and just welcome to see. And yeah, they all looked amazing. I think my favorite is between Carey Mulligan and Vanessa Kirby. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of similar shapes.
A lot of midriff, a lot of cutout.
Just a little tiny sliver in the middle, which you had noted in our spring trend roundup anyway. So very
I did.
And yeah, like proper poofy princess gowns. Loved it.
Totally agree. I also think Amanda Seyfried's was incredible. She wore a huge red Armani dress. Like again, a proper princess dress, but not in a kind of dated way. Also, obviously, we didn't really get proper award shows last year and the year before. I think everybody was still in black. To see everybody kind of sit, you know, come back, bright colour, gorgeous jewel tones and a bit of skin on show.
Yeah. I'm sure there's, when it gets to award season, it must get quite monotonous to kind of do that dress up and do the whole spiel and things like that. Yeah. So to like suddenly be out must be
for
amazing.
Sure. Yeah. I just, the thing for me about the Oscars is obviously it's the big one for everything, including fashion. I can't believe another year's gone by and we, as I say, we've got about seven dresses, which is a shame, but hopefully next year, bigger and better. Okay, that's the Oscars. What else was on our quickfire list?
Sorry, that wasn't quickfire.
It wasn't at all. There's a lot of questions for mums, which I think we'll probably leave out for now, unless anyone's got a best brand for baby essentials like Pram, Cot or Creams.
Afraid not.
No, didn't think so. What are some positive opportunities heading out of lockdown? That's a nice question. What are you, obviously, aside from being able to eat out and, you know, do a few more things, what is it that you are looking forward to, happy about? I have to say, being back in the office today, our first day here, feels amazing. Yeah. It's so nice to be just feeling like complete normal.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel?
I think when you work in the environment that we work, so many kind of great ideas come from a random chat and a creative brainstorm and just bouncing ideas off each other. I just really miss that. And I'm excited to just feel creative again. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And I know it sounds really shallow, but going into shops and kind of discovering those small boutique brands is so nice to do. And just seeing friends, just like going for a drink and having a dinner party and speaking about things other than the pandemic.
Oh, like that is spot on.
You can't hide it. Like, it's been such a huge part of our lives for so long. Sometimes it just dominates conversations so much, and you just kind of want to get back to like who you are and what you're interested in and what you want to talk about. And
And just having fresh chat. Like the fact that we did stuff this weekend to talk about.
Yeah, I know. That's what so true.
I need a refresher. I mean, I literally feel like I've been so boring when I've gone for walks with friends and been like, so what have you watched on Netflix?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Like, how boring.
Heather?
Slightly cheesy, but I am really looking forward to seeing family because I haven't seen my granddad since the Christmas before last. Oh, so it'd be amazing to hopefully see him in the summer. And also my sister had a baby who I haven't met. And, you know, little things like that, really. Well, not little, they're huge, but, you know,
they're big,
things like that would be amazing. I think having plans that hopefully might actually go ahead, I think, is something that's quite exciting to think about.
Agreed.
For sure. Festivals, gigs. I've got like a sort of socially distanced indoor gig booked in Brighton for like the 19th of May. So I am really let's see if this actually goes ahead. But if it does, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Because
pre-lockdown, I'd go a gig every other week probably. And then it's been quite weird, like not.
Yeah.
Doing any of that at all. So yeah, live music
I think the point that you just made, Lou, about how, you know, feeling like yourself, like if you're used to doing something like that every other week, or if you're used to having a blow dry regularly, like whatever it may be, the pandemic has so stripped you of your identity in so many ways. And those are superficial things, obviously. Yeah. You know, as we know, it could be a lot worse. Everybody's saying they're looking forward to doing XYZ again. It's not as shallow as it sounds, because those are the things that make you feel like you, aren't they? Like, obviously, they're not who you are, but they make up quite a big part of your life and who you are. Anyway, somebody else has asked how to get out of casual gear, which is a really interesting question because, as I said, we went out for lunch on Sunday. And whilst, you know, it was kind of casual-ish, smart-ish, you know, we wore trainers and jeans, but there were quite a few women in Lululemons in their leggings, their gym leggings. If you're not going to put on jeans to go there, I'm not really sure where you will put on jeans. So that's no shade to those women. I completely understand. I just thought it was interesting, either that the pandemic has kind of changed dress codes, or is it just that everybody has been in those clothes for so long that they just literally cannot face putting on some real clothes? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Or maybe because it's outside, so they've kind of incorporated it into a walk. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be options.
Maybe. True. Options.
I saw someone that had obviously gone to like Sainos, but they were wearing a really smart tailored blazer with then like a sweatshirt and their leggings and trainers. They hadn't made an effort with like their hair or face or whatever, so it had really just added a blazer to feel more on trend.
Like, there are certain casual things that you can kind of get away with rolling out into your out and about wardrobe, like a hoodie or a grey sweatshirt or trainers. I just feel like gym leggings are a step too far, personally. Unless you're going to wear them and kind of pretend that they're real leggings. I know Polly sometimes wears hers like loafers and a blazer because they just look like wardrobe cool NYC leggings.
Yeah.
But these women were like definitely in gym leggings with trainers.
Yeah, there's a shade of legging as well, I think, that feels like it deserves to stay in the gym.
Yeah.
And you're right, there's ones that can cross over.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
I actually, when I was in Selfridges as well, I saw some really nice sweatshirts. And I was like, kind of stopped myself for a minute. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. And I was like, oh, do I need to be buying a sweatshirt now? Like, they're really comfy. And I really like the way that you can dress them up, dress them down, whatever. But for something that we've literally all been buying for the last year, it feels weird to suddenly be purchasing them again. I know, I stopped myself.
Yeah, it's too soon.
But I do feel like that about head-to-toe tracksuits. We chatted about this briefly last week. Yeah, I'm not going to wear a head-to-toe tracksuit to work or to a nice Sunday lunch. But actually, they are now way more acceptable to wear on a dog walk or like, I don't know, out for a coffee with a girlfriend. And I feel like that's quite a smart way to do off-duty. So maybe I will wear another one.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's dead and you should throw your loungewear out of the window at all. I think you're right. I think it's about kind of incorporating it in with your like, there's a new level of like athleisure freedom that is more acceptable in the world now.
Definitely.
And actually you can wear and add your own personality to it. Whereas I think previously it was kind of like, it's just a look. Whereas now it's like, okay, I'll tweak it with this and add that and add this, you know, these shoes or this necklace, whatever. And you can make it very much part of like your core wardrobe.
Yeah. Because if you think about how people were styling tracksuits and stuff, even you know, last year, it wasn't in a completely like dress down way. That kind of Frankie Shop look with boots and a gold necklace and a big coat. Like, it was still a relatively elevated way to do loungewear. So I guess that just has kind of evolved and stayed around.
Do you own a tracksuit, Heather?
No, I don't. Only for running in. I don't know. I've never been into sportswear in any capacity. And then I guess at the beginning of the pandemic, I was just dressing for work as normal because I was like right into the routine. Yeah. And then I think by the time I was like, oh, maybe I will get a tracksuit. I only wanted the ones that were really expensive. Mm. So I was like, no. So no, basically, not really.
What do you wear around the house now?
Just normal.
Do you get up in the morning, take off your pyjamas and put on a dress?
Yeah, after I've had a shower.
I assume there are some steps in between.
No, I'm just saying, like, no, but it's in, like, at the weekends during lockdown, I might not have a shower till, say, like, 1 or 2.
Got you in your pyjamas.
So, yeah, I'd be, like, lounging about in those. But, yeah, no, I didn't purchase any sort of special sort of sets of loungewear, no. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm. We both got ours from H&M.
Yeah, and I love mine
so comfy,
so much.
So comfy, but I agree with you, I quite like an expensive one. You know who's got a really nice one? And again, I mean, I'm literally going back to April 2020, but Pull&Bear have a tie-dye one, but like the pastel tie-dye, the hoodie looks like a really good oversized, like I think I might do that. Ooh. People are going to look at me like, you're supposed to be setting the trends here, not going back a year, but anyway.
I think there's probably more than ever, there aren't set trends to follow.
It's true. I should just ignore the haters and wear my tie-dye.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, final one. Sorry, we've jumped about a bit here, but I like this question. Is there anything you did pre-lockdown that you won't go back to? Let's assume that we're out of the worst of it. Please, God, touch wood. So what about your old life? Have you got no more interest in, Heather?
Ooh, oh, I need to think about this. It's a very good question. Mm. I think I've definitely thought more about like buying more clothes, but as in like a few pieces like this that I'll have for ages and like really not going too near sort of fast fashion at all. I want to buy more investment pieces, I suppose.
Okay, I think you're quite good at that
thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's deeper stuff as well, but I just can't actually think of what any of them are because I'm just like, yay, we're back in the
office. I know, right now it's quite hard to think of it because all we want to do is what was normal.
Exactly.
Lou, does anything spring to mind?
The first thing that springs to mind is cramming too many things all in at once. Like if I think back to kind of a week, I would like try and do something every evening and then on the weekends also do stuff and just really wipe myself out so much. But you just get so used to kind of running at that pace and everyone else kind of also doing those things around you that you get so used to it. Whereas I think kind of taking a step back and not having to like rush in the morning to do a commute. This morning I was suddenly late and I was like literally running down the road and I was like, oh my God, I do not miss this feeling of this like anxiety. Oh my God, I'm going to be late and I haven't got this and I've forgotten that. So I don't know, just maybe just taking a step back and kind of looking at my week and kind of what I want to do. And I think sometimes I would agree to plans maybe because I would feel guilty not doing them rather than thinking, do I actually want to do this plan or kind of how does this really actually work around my schedule? Because I don't think I gave myself enough time by myself as well, and I actually really need that.
I think that's really wise. We've got 3 days in the office this week and then Lou and I are on a shoot on Wednesday as well, so we've got 4 full days away from home. And I felt really overwhelmed by that over the weekend. Not because I needed to be at home, but because, you know, I needed a prescription. I was like, shit, well, I better do it Saturday because I'm going to need it for Thursday night and I haven't got a minute to pick it up. I mean, really small things like that. So it's basically the same as you. I had dinner plans Thursday night and Friday night and I've cancelled both of them.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, what? I don't need to do that whole rush around like a lunatic thing anymore. So that's probably it. I don't know if it will last forever. I hope it does. The Friday one that I had to cancel, I can't reschedule now until June. So, I'm already like, oh shit, maybe I do need to go back to being busy if I want to see anyone.
If you flake out now, that's it.
That's it because I'm pretty booked up. But yeah, I think just a bit of balance.
Another thing I've just thought of is that just having a call with someone, I definitely spoke to my family, for example, so much more on the phone. I would never really call my friends. We'd always kind of meet up. Mm. And actually, it's really nice to just kind of check in and have a chat rather than WhatsApp and you're kind of doing things at the same time and like have proper time with someone, even though that is over the phone. So yeah. I think that's
Yeah, I was, when you were talking before, after I said I couldn't remember why, I did remember what I was thinking the other weekend. Yeah, just trying to see more of friends, I guess, because we've missed them all anyway. Yeah. But even just like people I hadn't maybe seen for like a year before all this happened anyway. Like, I guess it just makes you think, like, who have I really missed? Yeah. And like, who do I really desperately still want to be friends with and in contact with? But I don't know, I definitely think, yeah, it's given me time to be like, these are the people I really, really care about, and I'm going to make a hell of a lot of effort.
Yeah, it'll be so interesting to see how much these trends stick about. I don't know, we'll see. All right, well, thanks for your questions, everybody. Do feel free to email podcast@showlikes.com if you have more, because I think it's quite a fun way to do the podcast. Let's talk a little bit about some content from the site. We wrote a feature on how 11 very successful women de-stress at the end of the day. So I want to know, what do you do? I feel like we talk a lot about morning routines, but maybe not so much about nighttime routines. What do you do to wind down after a long day at work? Heather?
I wouldn't have said this a year ago, but yeah, like going for a run now is like my after work treat, which, yeah, I mean, just sounds bonkers saying it out loud. But no, I've really have like, yeah, got into running in a way I definitely did not do before.
So you've managed, I'm not sure we've checked in on the running for a few weeks. So you've managed to pick it up again post-COVID Are you feeling like you're getting there?
Yeah, so I've got one more week to go until I finish the Couch to 5K.
Oh, because you just missed your final week.
I missed my final week. Right? Because of that, I decided to start the Couch to 5K from the beginning again, when you're just like running for 1 minute. Yeah. But I'm glad I did, because I definitely, throughout this whole time of redoing most of it, I feel so much stronger than when I did it the first time, which obviously feels really encouraging as well. But I was enjoying running in the winter time because it was dark and no one could see me. And when the clocks went back and it was suddenly light, I felt so exposed and really didn't enjoy the first couple of runs. But now...
Do you not feel safer?
I'm kind of on the seafront, and where I run, there's lots of people around. But no, I've started now running in the mornings, which obviously everyone says it's so much better for you. And it genuinely is. But I still enjoy an occasional, after work one, about 7 o'clock. I think it's a good time to go, like, de-stress from anything that might have put your blood pressure up or whatever. And then, like, go home, make dinner straight away. Mm. Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
It resets you. Lou, what do you do to unwind?
Oh, I don't think I've really got any good ones. Cooking is probably one that we kind of rely on. Like, often if I've had a busy day and my husband will be like, oh, I'll cook, I'm like, no, I really want to. I kind of need it to separate my mind on something and concentrate on something else, and like, I find that really therapeutic and kind of relaxing, I guess. Baths, showers, and just watching something quite mindless, something that I can just like really switch off on. Like, reading doesn't do it for me. I just feel I need to concentrate, and I'll find then my mind like thinks about something else, or I'll think about my to-do list. So I kind of need something that I can just totally switch off from and not really have too much energy to focus on.
What's the rubbish that you're watching now?
Well, we've been really, really late to the party, but we've just finished Sex Education. I was saying to Polly, when we finished it, I felt like I'd broken up with them. Like, I couldn't stop thinking about the characters. Any minute I would think about them, and I was just like, God, what's wrong with me? I feel like I'm in a relationship with all these guys.
Yeah, but that's the perfect show, because it's mindless, but it's not stupid mindless. Yeah, it's completely. Not Real Housewives. Like, it's genuinely really good.
Yeah.
Not that Housewives isn't, I should say.
So yeah, I miss that, actually. Oh, yeah. But no, nothing great. What about you?
Well, a bit like you, Heather, I would not have said this a year ago, but we tend to go for a stroll, which my husband became quite obsessed with, getting 10,000 steps in every day in January. That's been his kind of way to stay sane whilst working from home every single day. And whilst I definitely have not kept up with him, I quite like kind of joining him on his challenge. So he might get to 7 o'clock and he's like, right, I've got 2,000 steps left to do today. So we'll go for a walk around the block. It's a bit like you said, you know, it's just sort of getting out, getting some air, coming back, starting again. And I don't know, we tend to kind of, switch the mood. You know, the TV goes on 7 o'clock, Sky comedy, have Sex and City on. So that's about the time we switch it on. We get the crisps out. We've got a terrible crisps and tzatziki habit at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Have a glass of wine. And that's what, you know, that you then kind of wind into your evening. And even then, if we kind of dip back into work a bit later, we've had that time to reset, which I think is so nice.
I think especially when we're working from home, having that divide between I'm working, I'm now relaxing, and if you can pick up your laptop later again. I think you just, you know, I worked at our dining room table, so like I had to kind of clear this place and like move my laptop away, put my laptop and, you know,
hide it.
But I've also really enjoyed the flexibility of that. Like, I've loved knowing that, like, okay, I could clock off at 6, take 2 hours out, and then go back and do a few more hours, which being in the office doesn't give you, because you don't necessarily want to sit at your desk for another 2 hours. So to me, that's the benefit of working from home, that the evening is yours to kind of work or not, kind of as 100%. You wish. One other thing I should say, actually, I should have talked about this at the beginning, but we did get a new barbecue last week. And this has also been a bit like cooking for you, a kind of source of, what's been an activity to do, you know, on the nights that we're not out since it arrived. So we got a big green egg. It was a wedding gift. And I didn't have a barbecue before. Like, obviously, I've, you know, my parents had a gas barbecue or whatever, but so we don't really have anything to directly compare it to. But all I can say is the food we've made so far has been unreal. Like, we roasted a whole chicken on it last night. Yeah. And just the flavors are insane. And you can, I mean, you could literally spend a fortune buying all these accessories. Like, every recipe calls for a different ceramic convector or like a heat thermometer or whatever. But that's been a lot of fun. Anyway, so the point being, because, you know, cooking a bit like for you has been something that we've done in the evenings to wind down, but then now we've got like this new toy to cook on as well. Yeah, really fun. So, and it gives you kind of a new lease of life. Even when I got the Creuset pan in like February, and even that gave me a new lease of life in the kitchen. So I think some
having
kind of
like a new like cooking fad is really important. 100%. You just suddenly just got into summer rolls.
Oh, fun making them,
making them. Yeah, and we bought like a julienne peeler on the weekend. Like, chill out.
Literally,
with my Chanel slingbacks and my julienne peeler.
Fancy. Would you buy the little rice rolls?
Yeah.
Where'd you get them from? Are they on a card?
They're on a card.
You can get them everywhere now.
Yeah, all right, okay.
And it's really fun, actually.
Yes, I remember we did them in the office.
Kaleido rolls
came in and did them with us. Yeah, not like COVID friendly. No, I don't think we'll be doing that
everyone
again
dipping
soon.
Their hands into the cucumbers.
It was fun though. We made like a really nice satay sauce with just like peanut butter, lime, soy, special water.
That's a really good idea, actually. I'm going to do that. Thank you. Okay. Well, for more tips, I'm not sure those were tips, but anyway, for more suggestions on how successful women wind down at the end of the day, then do have a look at the feature on the site. Let's finish by talking about a bit more fashion. We wrote a feature in partnership with French Connection and the lovely Olivia and Alice, two bloggers who are very good at wearing colour. So we tapped them for their five rules for pulling off colour, and they had some really good tips. I mean, they really take colour to the extreme, but if that's not for you, we thought we would just chat a bit about how to incorporate a bit more colour into your wardrobe. Lou, obviously you're a good example of somebody who kind of tends to wear more neutrals, but then you're not afraid of a pop of colour every now and again. So what are your rules for injecting colour into your more monochrome wardrobe?
So for me personally, as you said, my style is I like a neutral palette, basically creams, blacks, greys, whatever, and denim. So then for me, it's all about accessories for the ColourPop. So I love a bright red shoe, a bright bag. It's kind of only in accessories, I think, that I would dabble with it. I just really like how that's kind of an unexpected addition, I guess, to a look. And you can kind of play around with it, but not feel like it overwhelms. For me as well, I feel if it's not near my face, that's, I think, where I feel like it's too much. Like when I was younger, I definitely used to wear more color. I look back, I'm like, no. Like, I definitely know the colors that suit me now. So yeah, I would go bags, shoes, and play around with it that way.
Heather?
Yeah, I mean, I was a mega goth for a long time, so I didn't go like anywhere near color. Like, even if I wore like white or gray, that was quite adventurous. Whereas, yeah, I feel like I've definitely changed as I've grown up. I guess for me, because I do look quite like wearing dresses, that would be my thing. Mm. If I did go brightly colored, it would just be the dress, and then I'd do the opposite and keep everything else kind of neutral. But I do think sometimes when you do wear bright dresses, I struggle knowing, even like now, like what shoes to wear with certain dresses. I still feel like I haven't quite nailed my shoe.
Yeah, because you're not really a trainer person, are you?
No, I've tried it and I get the vibe and it looks good on other people. But like whenever I try them, I just feel like, I don't know, I've forgotten my shoes and been made to wear someone's sports shoes.
One of my earliest memories in life is that at nursery school, Joanna Stock, a girl I went to nursery school with, was allowed to wear dresses and trainers, and I was never allowed to wear them. Like, to my mum, you know, you wore a dress and you wore it with nice shoes. Yeah. Like, that is just how she dressed her little girl. And I remember just being so jealous of Joanna Stock being allowed to wear. I do know her in adult life, by the way.
She
stayed around. But yeah, I was always so jealous of Joanna Stock, who was allowed to wear trainers and dresses. And so now I wear them, much delight and in my mum's face, because it turned out to be a real trend, didn't it? But I know what you mean. Sometimes there feels like a real disconnect. That certainly did to my mum, anyway.
Yeah, I think with everything, like, there are certain things that you think look great on other people, but you just can't quite see it for yourself.
Yeah, I can really appreciate colour on other people, and I get quite envious, I think, when I see people like really embracing it. It so inspires like a really happy mood, whereas it just looks shit on me. So yeah, I can't rock it.
Each their own.
You?
Me. Well, I do have a rule for wearing colour, which is that I either completely clash it or go head to toe in it. This works for a lot of people, but I don't feel very cool if I wear like jeans or leathers, or, you know, just kind of a normal base with then like a colour on top. There's something about kind of adding a yellow jumper or whatever, a pink blouse or something. It just feels a bit kind of obvious to me, I guess. I like to kind of mix it up a little bit. Not that there's anything wrong with that. For me, I like to be a bit edgier than that, I guess. So if I want to wear a pink shirt or a pink jacket or something, then I will wear it with reds or pinks or with something completely different. So with like a yellow or a green, just to really mix it up because... yeah, I just feel a bit more kind of modern that way. I tend also to go for a print as well if I'm going to wear colour. I'm not so into block colours.
Yeah,
I feel a bit like Trini. Yeah. Not there's anything wrong with, I love how Trini dresses, but yeah, that's just not my style. That kind of yellow jumper, yellow trousers or whatever. But actually, thankfully, there's loads of printed colour around. Utiqué in particular have the most amazing colourful separates right now. Like some ginghams and some leathers. Like if you're looking to do colour in a cool way, I'd go there.
And what would be your colour of the summer, do you think?
I think pink. I think, again, it sort of depends what suits you, but I always feel so good in pink. And I think there are so many different shades of pink. So if you do want to try and, you know, mix and match, that's probably the easiest colours. You know, that's very hard with yellow or green or something. But pink, you're not going to feel too like you're in fancy dress. It's quite easy to wear a pink blouse with pink denim even. Yeah. Like there are ways to make it work. We actually did a roundup of how to style a pink shirt on site last week. So yeah, I think for me, it's pink. But again, you've got to go with what suits you, haven't you? And what you feel good in. If in doubt, wear a lipstick like Heather.
I was going to say, my other one is, just wear a bright lipstick and keep the rest neutral.
All right, well, if you are looking for more rules on how to wear colour, then do have a look at the piece on the site. I think that's it for today. As I said earlier, please do email feedback and questions to podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye-bye.
Yay. That was fun.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.